And a good morning to you. Welcome to our Bird Notes for this Sunday. This is Dwight Davis. Let's start with the obvious ones. Cuckoo, Bob White, Chickadee, Kiskadee, Peewee, Phoebe, Whippoorwill. All of these birds' names are echoic, that is, they derive directly from the birds' calls. But what about towhee? The name towhee is supposed to be derived from the call notes of this bird, and therefore should be pronounced, probably, towhee. Some people hear this call, or a variation of it, as chewink, by which name the bird is also sometimes called. It is interesting that the calls could be so similar and yet suggest a clear vowel sound in one instance and an obvious consonant in another. Anyway, here it is. Judge for yourself. The towhee's song, as opposed to its call, has also been rendered into words. Drink your tea is the most common representation. Another sound associated with the towhee is the rustling it makes as it noisily scratches around the ground looking for food. Most of us know what the towhee looks like. It suggests a robin. It's about the same size, maybe a little slimmer, with the male having a black head, breast, and back, rusty sides, and a white belly. The female has brown where the male is black. There are white bars on the wings and white spots on the outer tips of the tail. The adult towhee has red eyes, thus the scientific name, the genus name, Erythrophthalmus, meaning red eye. However, there is a race of towhee in Florida that has white eyes. Does anybody know why this is? In Audubon's time, this well-known bird was called a bunting or a ground finch. Today, it is grouped with the sparrows and finches, although the term sparrow and bunting and finch have blurred lines of classification. And to throw in some more names for this bird, it has been called in some parts of the Old Dominion a bullfinch. For reasons unknown, the bullfinch is a very dissimilar bird in Europe. It is also called the ground robin or low ground Stephen. I like that one, but don't know where it comes from. So we have several names for this friendly, familiar, and attractive bird, the towhee, which can be heard from the underbrush in our neighborhoods right now.